Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a day. We are live at Oakmont Bakery. Day two for us here down the hill from the U.S. Open, where things have gotten sketchy for a lot of the biggest name golfers in the world, as it should be when the U.S. Open is played here in Pittsburgh at Oakmont. When you leave the course, or maybe before you head up there to watch some afternoon golf, come by and see us. Not only do they have amazing donuts and pastries here and cakes at Oakmont Bakery, but they also have incredible late lunch options. I saw a woman noshing on a gigantic chicken salad sandwich. Maybe she feels bad now because I just outed her for having a massive sandwich. But whatever, I didn't
chicken
say her name.
A chicken salad sandwich sounds delicious, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that
it was
and
huge.
You know what I'm going to credit you for as the son of an English teacher? Noshing is not a word we use enough.
Yeah,
it's just
I'm bringing it back, baby.
It's a great, you've always been a champing at the bit kind of guy, and noshing is another just great notch
so
in there.
So come over and see us. We will have, of course, Oakmont updates with Jeff Hathorn throughout the day as we had yesterday. But it is also a Paul Skeens day, and that is always a holiday in Pittsburgh, and this falls in the middle of an afternoon on a Friday because the Pirates are playing the one team that does something that I really dig, and that is play Friday afternoon home games, the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley today. And we heard the epic Joe Block call because this is the scene of the crime for Paul Skeens. This is where his greatest pitching performance probably happened, and that was his second start. After he faced Chicago in his debut, he famously told Hannah Mears, they've got to react to me and respond to me and counter me, not the other way around. And he went six no-hit innings with 11 strikeouts and one walk. Almost perfect. One of the great...
as dominant as he's ever looked.
I mean, and then last year he went to Wrigley late in the year and didn't give up a run either. So he's loved historic Wrigley Field. He, I hate to say this for Paul, but by Paul Skeens' standards, sucked against the Cubs in his lone start against them this year. He looked mortal. Five innings. He walked more guys than he struck out. He gave up three homers, and two of them were of the back-to-back variety.
Yep.
At PNC Park. We were at the Rivers when that was going down that day. We were all shocked by it. That was probably the start that spawned takes from Adam Crowley, like, hey, Paul Skeens is broken, and got people all hot and bothered and up in arms. Right now, Skeens has an ERA of 1.88, Malzi, but he has a losing record, and he's tracking for single-digit wins this year. And I'm bringing all this up because we saw it again last night. The Pirates opened the series in Chicago with a 3-2 loss. More good pitching from Andrew Heaney. More crappy hitting from Pirates batters. And now I think the new topic du jour with Paul Skeens is not if he's going to get traded next month, because that won't happen. I think it's, will his teammates cost him the Cy Young? Because he's now living up to his end of the bargain. He is back to being the best pitcher in baseball, bar none, at least in the National League. Skubal's in the AL, and he's tremendous. But as far as NL pitchers go, he is the best pitcher. But the voters have never elected a Cy Young Award winner with a losing record, and they've never voted for a guy with single-digit wins in a season. And if the Pirates offense looked like it did last night, and the last time Skeens pitched, where again he went into the eighth inning and he got no run support, then who knows? Maybe the people that picked the Cy Young are looking at something like this. I will state my opinion on this. I believe they will vote for him, because I think Paul Skeens is such a huge name in baseball, and I think the voters actually will show some compassion.
Some compassion?
Yes. I know you think of these like Ron Cook types that have voted for baseball awards for all these years. I think in that instance, they'll feel sorry for Paul Skeens, and they'll say, he did everything he could. Let's not punish him because Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and Key Brian Hayes could not get the job done.
So I think the voters have set a precedent in the last 15. If this were 20 years ago, I would say he's absolutely in danger of losing out to some guy whose ERA might be a full run and a half higher, who goes like 21-4 for the Dodgers or something like that. Senga for the Mets is the only guy leading him in ERA, and he's at 147.
And he's hurt now. He went on the IL this week with a hamstring injury.
He's also outperforming some of his peripherals to a greater degree than Skeens is, i.e. he's getting a little bit lucky. Like, if you just took the stuff he can control, walks, strikeouts, and home runs allowed, he's a little worse than Skeens in that regard, but that's splitting hairs. My point, though, on this, AL Cy Young voters, or the voters in the AL did this with Felix Hernandez, 13-12 in, I think it was 2011. Pony.
Still double-digit wins and a winning record.
No, I understand
Chris.
That, but that was the first shot across the bow of you don't have to be a 20-game winner, and we're not going to look at the old-school way
they
of wins
shot
and
the
losses.
Bow.
Shot across the bow at the Hawk Harrelsons of the world, who talked about the will to win and stupid, you know, infantile crap like that that's offensive to anyone with, like, a functioning brain.
Yep.
And then I think the bigger shot fired across the bow was a couple of years ago when Jacob deGrom, now you listed a couple very specific things, and I know how your brain operates on this stuff, double-digit wins and a winning record. Jacob deGrom, if you flip his 10-9 to 9-10 and his 170 ERA stays exactly the same, I think he still gets voted the Cy Young winner because he was that dominant. But he went 10-9 and won it, Pony. I know that you know this, because you are a Mets fan as well as being a Pirates fan. He was easily the best pitcher in the National League that year and the best pitcher in baseball. And he was also at that point a big enough name guy in a big market, too, where that's the one thing Skeens doesn't have.
But everybody,
everyone knows who Paul is, though. He transcends the fact that this
does.
Is a small market
exactly.
Because he's that big of a star. So I throw the big market thing in, but it's not really relevant. I think the real watershed moment on what you're describing and why ultimately you and I agree here is because if they could give it to DeGrom with the numbers he had that year and the dominance he displayed despite only being 10-9, they can absolutely find it in them to give it to Paul Skeens if he's got a sub-2 ERA and he goes, let's just say for argument's sake, 10-11 this year. If he's 10-11 with a 180 ERA, he is going to win the Cy Young. I would feel very confident about that.
So I think the voters now do look at the analytics way more than they ever have. And so I think WAR is actually more important than wins.
So you're not saying what is it good for anymore?
And his is 3.6, which is the best among NL pitchers.
Senga's was 2.7, just
right.
For argument's sake.
And Zach Wheeler, MILF Hunters guy over here, Seth the MILF Hunters here, resident Phillies fan, he has a 2.9. The guy that actually is closest to Skeens in WAR is Mackenzie Gore, who the Nationals got back in the Soto trade.
Yeah.
But he's 3-5. I mean, he's got the same thing going for him. That he's a poor man's. He's a generic brand Paul Skeens this year.
Sure.
So, you know, Skeens doesn't have the strikeouts yet. He's got 92 and 91 innings, which sounds like a lot, but it really isn't in today's baseball for dominant pitchers. But we've seen that tick up in his last half dozen starts. So I think he'll have competitive numbers there. I think asking him to pitch to an ERA under 2 the entire season is probably, for him, unreasonable. But I just think that there's such a mystique around him. If he has great individual numbers, I don't think that they'll penalize him for being on a bad team that doesn't give him any run support.
So isn't the real story, if we both agree that ultimately they won't penalize him if he continues to have these kinds of numbers, even if he has a losing record, it's more just that we're even having to have this conversation
right.
In the first place because their offense has been so wretched. Like, that continues to go back. You squared this back to zero here, bring it back to that. That's the story. Like, why his ERA is 188, for God's sake. Why are we even having to have this discussion? It's only because they have been so atrocious in his starts.
He's made 14 starts. He's gotten decisions in 10. instead of 4-6, he should be 7-3 right now. No worse than that.
If you actually look at the decision starts, yeah.
Yes, no worse than
he's
that.
He's had, by my count, two like truly bad for Paul Skeen starts, and I think one that is like clearly not to his standard, and the rest of them have been pretty much as expected.
Now, Skeen said after that game versus Philly on Sunday that he was happy. I think, let me find the quote here. He said, quote, "I've been happy with the baseball we've been."
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Playing. Do you agree with him on that?
No.
You're not happy with what you've seen from the Pirates?
No.
You're not like subscribing in to Donnie Ball and saying,
no,
here
in
they
the,
come.
Okay, in the
here come those
I guess,
Buccos now with Donnie Baseball.
Well, I can answer it two ways. In the aggregate, I'm still not satisfied. But even in the Donnie Ball era, you know what? They've had a couple blowout wins. Like they routed the Diamondbacks with 19 straight runs unanswered in two games to win the back two of that series, Pony.
Yep.
They haven't exploded, though, from a run-producing perspective. They've been better on run differential. Like, and those two games help when you outscore the Diamondbacks by a bunch in the final game of that series.
Yeah.
Would you say that their offense, I mean, have you looked up the splits since he took over?
I was
over?
Trying to look up just in June what the team has done run scoring wise, and I don't know how to work my computer
here,
in a way to
I'll do
that.
It. I'll get you their runs in June.
How you many guys have made fun of me already today for my lack of technological
well,
savvy.
Well, you just they gave away the USGA very kindly. They you know, for all the media, they do it upright. The media dining, the press area is really good, and they have a couple like small gifts. And one of them, they're practical gifts, right? One of them is one of those phone bank power chargers.
Yep.
And I let you use mine yesterday
because
to charge
your
phone.
Because I didn't think I got one, but then
you had a small
box.
White box that had been given to you.
Yeah.
You never opened it.
I did
the
not.
The least curious person of all time. Only to find, hey, I got one of these. And then you looked around trying to figure out how to turn it on until Seth the MILF Hunter said, Pony, you just plug your phone in and it starts working. It's a battery.
Well, they gave me another like cord for it, but it doesn't fit into my iPhone.
No.
Which is the same issue I had yesterday.
But it'll
here
charge
with
it. It'll charge it off of something
girl.
Else. I know. Here, I've got what you need here, though, is the bottom line.
But you're not
going to
be able to give me where it ranks in June.
Where
what
it ranks among Major
like,
League Baseball teams?
Their run scoring output, what it is relative to the rest of the league. That's the stat that the internet, for whatever reason, doesn't want me to find.
I think I can probably get it if you have a minute.
Well, here we go. Actually, let's do it this way. Can you tell me how many runs per game they're averaging in June? Can you get me that?
Yes. We're going to do simple division here, Chaluch. 11 games, they've scored 37 runs. That is about 3.5 runs per game.
That's not good.
No.
If you look at season average this year...
The sad part is, though, they played 28 games in May. They scored 84 runs. Do the division there. 27 into 81 is 3. So you got like 3 runs a game. They basically they're averaging like a half run better almost, though, this month.
All right, but still, though, you project that over the course of a full season. What did you say it was, like 3.7?
Yeah, I mean, 37 divided by 11 is what you would get here. So 33 divided by 11 is 3. 44 divided by 11 is 4. So it's just under 3.5 runs a game.
So that's 37 divided by 11 is exactly 3.36. If you project that out over the course of the full season, they would be the 27th. Or 28th. They'd be ahead of
Colorado.
Colorado and Kansas City. That's it. That's in June.
And they'd be ahead of Kansas City by an infinitesimal amount.
Right.
By 100th.
So this is under Donnie Kelly. It is still a bottom of the barrel dregs of Major League Baseball offense. It's not just when Paul Skenes pitches. It's still a systemic problem for them.
They're pitching the ball as well as they have been all year, and they are playing much more competent-looking baseball because they look like they care, and they aren't just making atrocious mistakes. But if you go in the month of June and you actually look at their schedule, I'm just going to read you their run totals that they have scored in June. Are you ready for these? Okay.
Go ahead.
4-0, 3-2, 5-2-2, 10-2-5-2. There's really one game in there that's a true outlier.
And it's brought their average up. If you throw that game out, they're actually still more like the whole home offense they were under.
And when
Eric
did Kelly Shelton. Kelly took over on May 9th was his first game against Atlanta. I'll go even back to the end of May. Just listen to this. I'll rattle them off quick. So it starts on May 9th. 3-2-4-3, 1-4-4-2, 0-1-1, 3-5-6-2, 5-0, 9-10-2-5. 9 and 2-10 spots have put up 29 runs in his games. That has dramatically, I would think, influenced their run scoring.
All right, so Paul Skenes is 5 minutes away from taking the mound. Well, actually, not technically true. He's going to pitch the bottom of the first, obviously, because they're at Wrigley today. Pirates' second game of a four-game set. Whenever Paul Skenes pitches, we talk about it. We react to it. So when that game goes final, we'll have instant reaction to how Paul Skenes performed. We'll have live analysis of Oakmont, the U.S. Open, all day. We'll go back to Oakmont and talk to Jeff. Is Scottie Scheffler going to make the cut? Is Rory screwed? Who are these names at the top of the leaderboard? We'll break it all down with him next. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. This is a historic, a landmark spot in Pittsburgh. Come say hello to us between 2 and 7. We've got the Going Low wrap-up show following us 6 to 7 with Malzi and Jeff.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Fan Hotline is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. It is time to talk to 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn. He is live at Oakmont, and it has been a very difficult day for golfers. Jeff, let's start with Scheffler. Came in as the world number one, was blowing away the fields at Jack Nicklaus's tournament, won the PGA, and he looked like his game was in top form. He is now halfway through his tournament. How did Scottie Scheffler do today?
Yeah, he ended up plus four. I mean, it was as inconsistent as you'll see Scheffler. I mean, he had 7 greens all day. You don't see that from a guy who strikes the ball that well. And a lot of that was because he was hitting it into the rough and had to go sideways, so he didn't have a chance. This is, though, I want to play. We just got done talking to him, what he said about his round.
I mean, anytime you're not hitting the way, you know, or playing up to my expectations, I think it's very frustrating. I think mentally this was tough as I battled for the whole day. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on out there that was not going in my favor necessarily. And, you know, I felt like Teddy and I did a good job of battling, and especially coming down the stretch. You know, I felt like got some momentum back with a birdie on 2, quickly lost it with a bogey on 3, but then bounced back, birdied 4, great up and down on 5, great up and down on 6, birdie 7. Good par on 8. You know, I made the mistake there on 9, but that's just what happens when you don't hit the fairway. But overall, you know, definitely not out of the tournament today. Was, I think, with the way I was hitting it, was easily a day I could have been going home, and battled pretty hard to stay in there. And you know, I'm four over. We'll see what the lead is after today. But around this golf course, I don't think by any means I'm out of the tournament.
T35 for Scheffler at four over. The cut line is five over.
I'm actually seeing it now. It's moved back, Pony. It's going to be plus seven right now. Wow. Is the cut line. Yeah.
So where are you getting that from?
The USGA's official.
So ESPN says site. Five. They're out of their minds here?
I mean, I'm just telling
you. I'm going to trust the USGA's website. I'm with you on that.
I mean, yeah, I have the USGA up, and I think he battled. I don't – he needs somebody like Sam Burns, who's in the barn at one at three under, to come back to the pack a little bit, because I just don't see him going like 66, 67, gaining seven shots, and then having those guys stand still. Like, it's hard to run people down from that far back without shooting an historically great round.
Jeff, the scuttlebutt in the media center where you are today regarding Scheffler's round was he probably struck the golf ball as poorly as people had seen him do in months, and yet he still shot one over, which at Oakmont today is actually a really good score. So there probably is a silver lining to his round today, I would think.
Yeah, and I don't think he was just grasping at straws by saying that. I think he believes that, you know, if he gets back to just the way he normally hits it, not has some kind of Superman round. Of course, he's been playing like Superman. It's been the driver that's let him down. And he's been going left, which you've rarely seen him do, but that's his miss, is going left. And if he can correct that and get more balls in the fairway so he can attack more greens. And he said, listen, I'm going to be out in the morning tomorrow. That should be better than what the guys are going to get in the afternoon, so it could allow me to make a score.
Yeah, Jeff, you're right about the thing missing left. He basically is a guy strategically who tries to take the right side of the golf course completely out of play, but that's with the knowledge that he usually isn't going to miss left that often. What about Burns going out there and throwing a 65 on the board this morning? I mean, he's got to feel – I think anybody that's under par and already in for 36 holes, so I would include Hovland in that, but we'll focus on Burns. He's got to feel great, and he's somebody who, if he's driving it well, Jeff, I know he doesn't have the household name kind of pedigree that people would expect maybe, but he can absolutely win this tournament because he putts it great too.
Yeah, probably the best putter on the PGA Tour, pound for pound. I mean, when you look at consistently,
yep,
he brings it every time. And remember, he's a guy who ran down Scottie Scheffler in a tournament once when he was seven back and beat Scottie in a playoff. So he's got some chops to him as well. Burns is kind of like we were talking about with Spahn yesterday. I mean, maybe the fringe fans haven't heard about this guy, but this guy's got some game.
What's going on with Rory? He's one of the big names who's out there that's just trying to scramble and make the cut. Malzi said before the tournament started he might have some great odds, but there's no way Rory McIlroy is going to win at Oakmont. And guess what, Malzi? You've been spot on so far, because it looks like Rory McIlroy is falling apart out there.
Yeah, he doesn't trust the driver,
six,
Jeff.
6-4-6. Yeah, 6-4-6 to start the day. That's not the way you want to go. And even one of the commentators was just saying that Rory had that look like he just wants to go home.
Man.
Usually
a far cry from where he was just back in April.
Well, that's what
Augusta.
I mean, Pony. Like, usually
he lost it, and he lost it fast.
Guys, usually the Super Bowl hangover that we talk about is for the team that loses the Super Bowl, not the team that wins it. He wins the Masters, and it's just like usually you can go one of two ways, Pony. You could say, well, now all that pressure's off me. I can run downhill and just try to rip off a ton of wins. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. Or you, I think, can actually have what's happened with him happen. Lose kind of that killer instinct or that edge you need. And now he just feels, I think there's a feeling like, well, I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish. And maybe that internal drive isn't there right now. Certainly the focus is not there with him, Jeff.
Early goings from Bryson DeChambeau's round. Jeff, are we seeing signs that he can make a run today?
I mean, it's going to be so hard to do it, Burns, or to an extent that what Hovland did, especially this afternoon. But I don't know that he was that far off. He just couldn't putt yesterday. His putting was atrocious. He was actually hitting the ball all right. I don't know if a baked day on a Friday afternoon is where you find your putting stroke. But if he can putt a little better, much like Hovland did today. Hovland putted better. And look, he got some reward from some of the really good shots he hit. Bryson's hitting it pretty well. Just can he get that putter going?
Well, right now, we've got the second wave out there. Malzi just updated the projected cut line is plus seven. There have been how many rounds under par so far, Chris, today?
There have been four rounds that have gotten in for their 18 under 70. So a 68 by Hovland, two 67s. Max Grazerman and Jason Day, and then Burns is 65. There have been, on round two, five rounds of 80 or worse already posted.
So more likely to post a big number than a low number. And there are only currently six players below par. Spawn, Burns, Lawrence, Griffin, Hovland, Kim. And that's it. Six guys. All right, Jeff, we'll check back in next hour. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, more info on what's happening with the Penguins. Are they really going to get sold back to Mario and the old gang? We've got hockey talk for you live at Oakmont Bakery. Right down the hill from Oakmont Country Club. I made that walk up the hill twice. I would suggest maybe having someone chauffeur you or taking like a quick Uber rather than make that walk.
But you're in such good shape. Why are you saying that?
I felt like my Achilles and my calves were going to explode.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Explode doing it.
Might want to get further into the gym.
I agree. I did put some creatine in my Gatorade Zero.
Some creatine?
Yeah, I got it with me. You want to try some? I got my bulk supplements here somewhere.
Your bulk supplements?
Oh, yeah.
Now, are they supplements you purchase in bulk or supplements designed to help you?
No, the website is literally called bulksupplements.com, Walsy.
Reputable.
I don't know why I'm giving them a pop on the ear here.
That seems very reputable.
I hope I didn't leave it at Oakmont.
Well, somebody certainly will be happy to go and
get that for you. Follow us on Twitter at 937thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter.
You want to try that again? What are you doing?
Here it is.
Follow us on Twitter at bulksupplements.com.
There it is.
Bulksupplements.com.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia. Check them out, southhillskia.net.
Yes, thank you. That is creatine you're pointing
Dom
to.
Dom is a headline, and we're right back.
This Oakmont update was brought to you by True Green, White Claw, and Jim Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
It's June 13th. They played an overtime game in the Stanley Cup Final last night. But we're not talking about the Edmonton Oilers evening things up with the Florida Panthers. And by the way, we are live at Oakmont Bakery, right down the hill from Oakmont Country Club. This is honestly, and I think it's been voted as such, You think Oakmont Country Club gets accolades and five-star reviews for being an iconic golf course and country club?
Yep.
How about this place? One of America's best bakeries right here in Oakmont, down the hill from Oakmont Country Club where they're playing the U.S. Open.
Here's the duality of Oakmont. On one hand, you have the toughest and most revered golf course on the planet, not an exaggeration. I think most of these pros will tell you that when it's in tournament conditions, and probably when it's not, there's no tougher course. That's all about getting punched in the face and liking it up there. This is all about sweet treats and happiness, Pony.
And speaking of getting punched in the face, that's what Matt Vogt said about playing yesterday. He is back out there. The Pittsburgher, the former Oakmont caddy who went through qualifying and moved to Indiana to become a dentist. He is plus 14 right now through 7 today.
Mm-hmm.
So not that much worse than Rory, and only one stroke worse than Shane Lowry,
so
by the way.
So if he's plus 14, he shot 84 yesterday. That means he's even, I would think, then, through today.
He is 2 over.
He's 12 over. That's right, yeah. He's 12 over yesterday.
But Patty stopped by our set here and said, guys, love the station, listen daily. Love the Pirates, like the Steelers. Love Aaron Donald and love the Rams. How about that from Patty? And then go vote is why I brought it
up. Donald rank as the best athlete ever from Pittsburgh? Like, where on that list does he slot in if we were doing a very quick aside?
Oh, my God, top 10?
Who born here, like not played here.
Can you save that for when there's nothing going on
later this
month and we can bring that back?
Sure, can I give you a random golf question?
Go ahead.
You are not much of a golfer, but say you were. I just put this poll up because it's a topical U.S. Open.
Oh, is this the Shambo thing telling me about?
No, it's not. It's just a would you rather. If I'm a genie, I can grant you one of the following two golf wishes. Would you rather hit every fairway? And hit it like 265 plus.
Right.
Like you're not just hitting bunts out there.
Yep.
Or always two putter better no matter what.
I think hitting it far and down the middle of the fairway is what would do it for
me. I was trying to figure out what would help you score more. I think the actual data would tell you that hitting the fairway like 290 plus every time would be better for your game than always two putting or better.
So back to hockey talk here. We have this Fenway Sports Group rumored sale to the Mario conglomerate. Coming back, Ron Burkle, Mario Lemieux, and David Morehouse. There was a statement that was given to the Post-Gazette and some other outlets that said, yeah, we're seeking a minority ownership, and we have for a while. What that statement did not have, though, was an outright denial that the team is for sale. And so I think this is still alive. I don't think this is a dead thing. I don't think that statement really quelled or caused or should cause Penguins fans to give up hope that Mario is going to buy the team back. I think that if you connect dots now, I do think it explains some of the things we saw in the coach hiring process. If word is out that the Penguins might be for sale and that there might be new people calling the shots, I think that would absolutely limit the pool of candidates for that job. I don't think it's a great job to begin with because Sid's almost 40 and the team has stunk the last 3 years.
Yep.
But if you're not sure who is going to sign your checks and what they want from the job, then, look, if it gets to Pierre LeBrun and the media leaks it to all of us, it's probably been known by people inside hockey for much longer than that, Chris.
I would agree.
And so you came on the air when Muse was hired and said, I bet this was like their third or fourth choice. I think they were getting no's from people because they're aware now that there's some question about who's going to be the owners of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
They also might have been getting quiet no's from Mario and his group saying, we think we're going to get this deal over the finish line. Like, we can't guarantee that as a prospective buyer. But, like, you know, if they're talking to Kyle Dubas in back channels, if you think it was his hire because FSG is so, you know what I mean, so divorced from the process.
Well, what's going to happen to Dubas now if this sale goes through? Like, let's just for a second, you know, amazingly, they buy back the Penguins. And Mario's involved again and has a big say. I don't think that they consolidate power in one person the way
they have
that FSG
Kyle.
Has. Yeah. He named himself the GM. He said, yes, I'm the president of hockey operations. I'll be hiring a new GM.
Press release
goes out. Guess what? It's me.
Meet the new GM. Same as the old president of hockey operations. It's me. So, I mean, but then again, Kyle Dubas, they're paying him so much money, it almost makes sense in a weird way that they would allocate so much power to him.
Sure.
You don't
that Fenway Sports Group did that, but that's not the contract that Mario and Ron Burkle and David Morehouse likes to have his I'm not saying this is a negative thing. He likes to have his hands in everything. I don't think he's going to want Kyle Dubas to say, hey, Dave, stay out of the hockey business here. I'm going to do everything.
I don't really love
that,
though.
That's not going to fly.
Shouldn't David just be working the business side?
Probably, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Well, his presence in this, he's not one of the owners. He doesn't have the financial juice to be an owner. His presence seems
more... He's the deal maker.
Right. It's, like, more politically connected. He's going to make sure that, like, the right wheels are greased. I want him far away from hockey ops. Man, like, because people say, well, when David was involved with a lot of stuff, maybe on the hockey side, look how good they were. That's prime Sidney Crosby.
Okay, well, so then to leave Dave out of it then. How about Mario then? If he's your owner and he's one of the two best hockey players of all time, don't you want his...
I would want his input.
Macro influence on things?
Macro, but just because you're one of the great players of all time doesn't mean you should supersede somebody whose entire job it is to try to be the GM.
I understand that, but like you're not talking to some guy like Jerry Jones who like fantasized about being a great football player. You're talking to literally one of the greatest of all time.
I understand that. I actually think it's probably easier for a guy like Jones to make half-decent picks because he never was a great player than it is for a great player. Sometimes those guys are like, I just see something in so-and-so, and they don't actually. They just think they do because they figure, he can develop like I did. He can be that kind of player.
Fenway Sports Group's got to be pissed because the last thing they want was for word to leak out that potentially someone could buy the whole franchise. In the group that everyone loves here because they won with Mario, both as an owner and a player, is now interested again. If they do end up selling the team, if it's not to that group, people are automatically going to hate the next and the next group that comes in here because it's not Mario. That's a crappy way for like the new if it does get to that point where they sell off more than a minority stake in the team.
Well, it seems like if it's going to be Mario and his group, that's going to be the one sticking point. They don't want a minority stake. They want to buy the whole thing.
Right.
And so it's like, what's Fenway Sports Group's
Mario
appetite?
Already has a minority stake, but it's basically it's like, 0.0001, and he hates the team right now.
Well, he hates the ownership group
right.
specifically. I do think...
It is a wild story,
Well, I
man.
Do think that the antipathy between the former owner and the current owners, like the current, you know, obviously Mario having, like you said, like this infinitesimal small stake... Fenway Sports Group gets to pick who they sell to. In business... And
they're going to sell to the highest bidder, as they should.
And the highest bidder is going to matter more than anything else. But, like, if there's a bid, let's just, for argument's sake, that there's two bids, the Burkle-Lemieux bid and another bid that's $50 million less or something like that, like a small amount in the scheme of things less. What's to say they won't just say, screw this, we're not giving this back to you. Like, we'll actually take the very small... pay cut here, so to speak.
Oh my God.
Come on, well, you know it cannot possibly, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Because Fenway Sports Group, John Henry, they're not sitting there going,
I know, but
we
I don't
need this to stay solvent.
I know, but I don't think they can justify because of how many people are involved in that whole consortium and justify, hey, we took less money just because we have an axe to grind.
Be honest,
I think
though,
they'll literally take the most money.
Is $50 million more than a drop in the bucket there? Like, I'm just saying, if there were two offers that were very close, I could see them taking one that's less if they don't want to give it back to Mario. God, and that would just make Boston an even more hated town in this city.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.